Nancy Birdsall is president of the Center for Global Development. That's a research institute based in Washington. She joins us now from Davos, Switzerland, where she's attending the World Economic Forum. Nancy Birdsall, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you very much, Alex.
International debt is a problem for many countries that are really in worse shape than Argentina. Why shouldn't they follow Argentina's lead and just say, look, we're not going to pay it back. We don't have the money.
Well, Argentina had some good luck in maintaining that position for 4 or 5 years. And that is not always the case for many of the much poorer countries. Argentina was coming back with rapid growth from a long period of poor growth. And it had a kind of crisis, which means it benefited in the last few years from having a very good global external environment for its exports. Most of the world's poorer countries haven't had that kind of advantage.
So this wouldn't be an option for other countries, and this is not the answer to the problem of international debt for poor countries, to just say, look, we're not going to pay anybody back, and there are circumstances that are so attractive in our country that people will continue to invest in it anyway.
It's hard to compare because most of the countries that are very poor and have high debt owe that debt to the public official institutions like the World Bank and to the governments of countries like the U.S. and the U.K. who have in the past loaned them money. So if they say no to paying back their debts, then they get into a difficult situation with respect to receiving new aid money. So we have to distinguish between countries like Argentina and countries, say, like Kenya, Malawi, Tanzania, Honduras, Nicaragua.
Well, Argentina would say, what we're doing is creating this better environment by investing in ourselves, our domestic economy, rather than repaying these creditors and the IMF, and our way's the right way.
Well, you know, if Argentina succeeds with this debt deal with its private creditors, one way to think of it, as someone in the creditor community said, it will become the O.J. Simpson as a country. That is, it will be forgiven. It might get away with it. The question is, will the private markets internally be willing to invest? Will businessmen in Argentina be willing to put their money on the table? Will Argentines who have sent their money abroad to keep it safe, will they be willing to bring it back? I think they might, in fact. It might work out okay. But as with O.J. Simpson, it's not clear whether O.J. would be able to borrow in the future, having had the good luck, in a sense, to get away with it.
Nancy Birdsall is president of the Center for Global Development. She's in Davos, Switzerland, attending the World Economic Forum. Nancy, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
You're welcome. Thank you.